All right, and
Doing
what? Go ahead.
Matt, Cripes, go ahead.
All right, and welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Snack Time with Mike and Ant. I'm one of your co-hosts, Ant Testator, a writer of names and flavor text for Wizards of the Coast, and author of articles at Gathering Magic. And with me, as always, is the one and only Michael Maximus Linneman.
Snack Attack, here in the flesh. We're going to get right into it right away. No time. We got to hit it hard. From the vault lore, this is our bag, baby. Straight up. Into it right away. We need to say no flavor gems because all we're talking is gems.
No, straight up flavor gems. This whole straight up flavor gems.
Just all day. People have been asking about this. We threw a couple questions out on Twitter about it to say, like, what would you put in? And what we think is going to be in there is very different from what people are submitting.
And what we would want to be in there and what could be in there. I mean, there's just so many different ways that you can even start thinking about a product like this. And this is something that Mike and I were throwing around a lot before we started casting is, like, how do we want to approach it? Do we want to come in and say, you know, Magical Christmas Land, what cards do we want to see with what art and what new flavor text and what story moments that we want to see represented? Or do we want to attack this as like a, what's actually possible? Because you have to keep in mind that this set is not going to have a new art for every single card. It's going to be.
It should.
It could, and it. It's you. And okay, right. For you, it should.
In my world,
in your world. But I mean, realistically, if we look at, you know, past From the Vault releases, it's what, Mike, an average of 7 to 8.
Correct, and the announcement said 3.
The announcement. Said
That's the weird
3.
Thing. The announcement only said 3 new art. Now the kicker is, what is new? For some of them, if they were on the Magic Cube or they were in Vintage Masters, some of them got new art. So that actually wouldn't be considered new. It would just be finally in card form.
Correct.
So you got to think about those sort of things that may have shifted over time.
Very true. Very true. So you're talking like online cube, Magic Online reprints. Right. That's not technically new art commissioned specifically for the From the Vault.
I mean, if it's new to you, it's still not new.
Right.
But it is interesting that it's half the amount. And we already know one of them is Momoravik, our boy, made by Victor Adami Minguez, obviously, as you can tell. Odd choice to kick this off in the announcement. You can totally tell that it's his, not only Victor's, because of how he his brush things. I'm starting to get used to what it looks like. But more importantly is the armor on Momer. You can look at it. Look at the art back and forth. He's got freaking shoulder pads.
Right,
like,
right.
It's him.
Yeah, it's his armor, definitely. Like, arguing whether or not it's him doesn't make any sense because it's him.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to figure out is what card. Like, that's where it gets dicey.
Yeah, and I still think it's going to be the Simic Visionary card because the normal card is about $6. Near mint copy, $6, give or take. The foil is like 18, 19, 20. So I can see how we're not going to have a ton of $1, $2 cards. Because some of these things need to be reprinted. People want to play them. And, you know, for the ones that, you know, of commanders that need to be printed. Well, actually, I lied. It's not 18, 19 bucks. It's like $28 for a foil. It's actually quite a bit if they're actually unplayed. So that. You can't have that much crazy amount of value in at like $20, $30 foils. So we tried to balance this out as well. So I have mine separated as things that I think are possible and then the no way in hell.
Right, right. That's what I have too. I have a few that are just kind of wish list. Would be really nice to see, but most likely aren't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen. And we're gonna start with ain't going to happen ever. Because of a variety of reasons. Because obviously it builds some hype into it.
And it's fun.
And it's fun. So I'm starting off with Cruel Ultimatum.
Okay.
Cruel Ultimatum's had two different artworks. One by Ralph Horsley, right. Our boy the Brit, and Todd Lockwood.
Right.
Both images are storyline significant events. One was from the Vault 20. One was from Shards of Alara. It was very important at the time that this card was played. It was a huge deal. both pivotal moments, but it's been reprinted. It doesn't need a reprint. I just don't think it's going to happen, as there is not a ton of demand for this card. It's like a quarter. Why would they reprint something that's been printed 4 times? I just don't see it. And it was just in Commander 2013, so there's a billion of them.
Right. So mine, I do not think that we're going to see Vindicate.
Ooh, this is contentious.
And,
this is
and
the first
my
one.
Reasoning is because I think that it is an absolutely fantastic reprint to show up in Eternal Masters.
Okay, that's a fair
like
point.
It's just straight up makes sense. It's easy to slot in. And I just feel like they'd be hard-pressed not to have it in there. Like, I just...
Which art would it be? Would it be the Carla Ortiz promo?
So most likely,
if it's in
Eternal Masters... See, that's where I'm torn, right? If it's in Eternal Masters, most likely it'll have that promo art.
Yeah.
But...
Well, there's two.
Okay, so the promo art... which one? The guy...
Guy with the sword is marked Carla Ortiz's Soren waving the hand.
Right. Oh, I forgot about that one. Okay, so most likely it would be the Soren one because that's most pertinent to what we're dealing with right now, right?
It is a judge foil. Yeah. I mean, it's a $50 judge foil at least. But okay, so you think it's going to be in there. I think they want to put it in from the vault, but they have other valuable cards they need to put in instead.
Yeah, it's one of those cards. So it's weird because it's one of those cards where the name and the flavor and the art and the storyline connotation, like everything about that card is absurd, but it's lackluster as far as like, oh, destroy target permanent. Like, yeah, at the time that was a big deal because it was the first card that ever just straight up said destroy target permanent after what? Desert Twister, which was like
a bajillion years ago,
way long time ago. This was like showcasing not only that it was shifted from green, where it really didn't make a whole lot of sense, to black-white, where it makes way more sense, but it's also extremely discounted compared to Desert Twister, which costs like a bajillion mana.
Okay, so passing on Vindicate. All right, next thing on my list that I say is absolutely never going to happen, All Sun's Dawn.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't see it being in there. It's, for people that don't know, it's the storyline significant event in Mirrodin. Mirrodin's storyline in the three books that it had originally only had 4 suns. The fifth sun came into the sky, the green sun, i.e. green sun zenith, all that jazz. It was important then, but now the card isn't really used. It just got reprinted in Modern Masters 2015. It doesn't need a reprint. The foils are worth a couple bucks only. I think it's a waste of a slot, and I don't think we'll see it.
Yep, I agree. Let's see. What else? So another one that I've heard a lot of talk that might be in that I just really don't see happening is Mycosynth Lattice.
Yeah, I don't. I
totally get it, but I feel like if you want to have a card, because you got to remember, this is from the Vault lore. Like, yes, there's got to be reprints, and yes, there's got to be cards that speak to like across Magic's history. Sure. But you want to make sure that the cards that you're picking are hammering home actual pivotal events, right?
Right.
While Mycosynth Lattice, yes, it showcases kind of like the beginnings of the Phyrexian growth. That's not hammering home like that initial corruption event. It's just a byproduct.
Do you think this is probably a better reprint for a supplemental set?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How cool would this be in like a commander deck?
Yeah,
and it's all artifact themed. I think that'd be awesome.
It'd be amazing.
So okay, I agree with you there. Also on the absolute nopes, near death experience, storyline significant card, does not matter though. It's just not valuable enough. There's still a billion of them. It's not that good of a card, even though it's this cool thing about Gideon Living, and it was used in marketing everywhere.
Right.
I see no chance.
Yeah.
That, and it's hard to play. I think they nerfed it pretty hard.
All right, so what are some that you think have a really good shot at making
what this? I think of a really, really, really good shot. I mean, I've got 1,000 lists of both. I think the best shot that no one is talking about, Phyrexian Altar.
Okay.
Phyrexian Altar is a very unique ability in a colorless card. It is hard as crap to reprint in any sort of standard set because it's just, you could put it in anything. They've tried to reprint it and it hasn't been good. Phyrexian Vault, which nobody plays. You need to like tap mana. Ugh, ain't gonna happen. Like, you can use it as an effect, but in Commander, to have a sac ability to gain a mana. Also, this isn't really a storyline significant artwork. I mean, it's cool, but I think this could be one of the ones they need to put in for value. Because the foil Phyrexian Altar, holy cats, is it expensive. I had one of these and I was like $10, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Now, normal copies are like $25. Foils are like 60?
Okay, so like, so then let me, I mean, so the art, okay, it shows Sabo Tavok, right? So it's a legend from that block, sure. Right? That storyline. Yep. But she's just torturing a Metathran, right? So it's like nothing really significant there.
That's why I think this could be a new art.
But,
I
mean, okay, so my question is, what storyline specific moment or characters or whatever, like what story implication would you want to see
Altar? This is going to be new Phyrexia. Ties into the name. They're going to rewrite a flavor text, and there's going to be something about completion. It's going to give us a view into what Phyrexia is doing. They did this same thing with the card Rout. Remember when they did that?
Oh, yeah, right, in Conspiracy.
Conspiracy. Yeah. They showed Eilish Norn doing her thing, whatever. I think this could be that card. And Rout doesn't make any freaking sense of why she's blowing up. It's like, okay, yeah, I get it. But if they had it there, they could maybe have Jinja Taxis working on something. Maybe Eilish Norn is sacrificing a Mirren to show something, maybe a religious overtone. I think there's something there, and that would be an amazing reprint.
That makes sense. I mean, so...
and then this has to fight the other reprint that people all want, and that's Dark Depths.
Right.
We probably won't get both of these in there.
Dark Depths, I'm... Because it said that there's a token, right? And that's one of the things that is kind of throwing me. So, like, token. Dark Depth is a very easy one to pick because then we'll get that Merit Lodge or what? How do you say her name? Merit Lodge?
Merit Lodge.
Lodge.
Not to be confused with Merit Elliott, i.e. Merit Badge, as we call our theater director. We call her Merit Badge.
So that's an easy token, right? That hasn't seen print. It's a legendary token. Like, it's a very unique, interesting token that has art already, you know, but it would be something that we'd finally see in print.
And otherwise, rare tokens are pretty far and few between that are actually valuable.
Right.
I mean, that are storyline significant. I mean, ones that are harder to find now, but not that literally came out as a promotional, rare, hard to find thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you a land that's most likely going to be in it that I really hope isn't in it, and that's Maze's End.
Oh, God, I hope not. Card is so garbage. I know there's a deck around it, but...
So, I mean, it's storyline significant, and it's the culmination of Return to Ravnica, and I get that. I hear you, but I really hope it's not in it.
I'm really hoping that's not in there. I think lands could be in there is a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
But... not the best choice for which ones to put
in
there.
Now, one that I absolutely want to see, and I think we will see, and will be shocked if it's not in there, is a reprint of Heroes Downfall with the story significant art that we saw of Heliod stabbing Elspeth through the chest. Like
that's from the vault lore.
Yeah, it has to, like, especially because, like you said, there's such a limited amount of new. "Quote unquote new art, right? Newly commissioned art for From the Vault lore. That piece of art already exists, and it would be very easy for them to just crop it and slot it into the card.
And it's not an expensive card, but I think it's just a cool promo that people would really get behind. And you need to have a couple.
That card could have the potential. It could be beautiful.
It's a moment. It'd be great to see. What I'd like to find in the From the Vault is finding cards that don't have flavor text and adding flavor text.
Yes.
For example, a really good one would be Diabolic Intent. Shows Krovax killing Sabo Savek. It's a really interesting tutor. Diabolic Intent, also, it's not cheap, so it would make a really great reprint. I mean, the foil is like $25. The normal card's like 8 to 10. It'd be one of those like filler cards that all of a sudden once they get reprinted, it's like $4.
Right.
But it'd be a cool thing, and then it could have like a one-liner from Krovax, which we never get to hear that.
Right, right. Like similar to the one he has on Phyrexian Tyranny, right? Is that the one where he says that Squee is like his reward from Yawgmoth or something, so he can kill him 100 times a day?
Yeah, I can kill him 100 times a day. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing to consider too, right? Is that like, you know, part of the draw from the Vault lore is like, yeah, we get it in that cool new foil format, whatever. But we also get to have cards in updated frames, right? And if we're not getting new art, we have the potential for new flavor text, because some of these cards might have had extensive rules text that can be simplified with today's writing or today's standards, right? And that opens up potential for us to have, you know, quotes from these characters that we kind of grew up with but haven't seen in a while. You know, like there's definitely a nostalgia factor too that can play in. So,
On that note, there are some that also would need to stay the same flavor texts because they are so significant.
Right.
The best example,
like, you couldn't change Vindicate. If Vindicate was reprinted, you would just have to keep it. Like, you couldn't change that.
I'm thinking of like the most iconic flavor text people talk about all the time: Love Song of Night and Day, Mirage Visions. The problem is none of those cards are very good.
Right.
None of those cards really need to be reprinted. The only one I could think of that could be reprinted that people even remotely play is Summerbloom. It's not a good card by any means, but it is used in some decks.
I use Unfulfilled Desires. I think that's the name of it. I'm pretty sure it's Unfulfilled Desires. It's like a blue-black enchantment. I use that one. And that one has a really good part of the poem, too.
But it's like a nickel.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem. And that one's never been in foil. And they would have mentioned it in the announcement.
Yeah, that's true.
They'd be like one or two cards that have never been in foil before. That's why I'm like, that one's going to be wrong. But I guess for Visions, it'd be the same way. But for Summerbloom, it was reprinted in 9th edition, so there is a foil.
That is true.
And the foil is not cheap either. So, I mean, it's a great... And that card just got nerfed quite a bit. But, you know, if you're going to get a Summerbloom foil, I think that has a pretty strong chance of being in there.
That would be interesting.
$30 foil, get down in there. Maybe they want to go full value time because people are going to think it's going to be insignificant.
So would you keep the same art, or would you try to also layer in new art on top of that?
I would probably put new art on top of it because a lot of those 1996 and earlier artworks may have that copyright problem.
Okay, that's a good point. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing that I've kind of been thrown around too is like I've been trying to think, like, from each block, what was the most significant kind of moment from that block either has already been represented or should have been represented, right? And one thing that I've, you know, came to was, like, Alara, right? In that block, our boy, Nico Bolas Planeswalker, is doing his Conflux thing, right? Shows up on a card in Conflux, in the card Conflux, right? Which was super weird, but still. That could have potential, but there's also Maelstrom Nexus came in the next set after that, right? First spell you cast each turn is Cascade. Like, both of those cards more or less represent that kind of chaoticness that was going on during the Alara block.
But they could also say that Johnny Vengeant is also that block too.
Could be, but like I guess where I'm going with this is another thing to keep in mind is most likely because Magic has such an extensive history, most likely there's only going to be one at max two cards from any one given block or given storyline.
I would say that's true.
Yeah,
I would say that's totally true. For example, the big mythic that people think in Karn Liberated. That's probably going to be the only Phyrexian card in there if it gets printed because it's from New Phyrexia. And then I'm like, but Phyrexian Altar, they could have new art and then put two in there that wouldn't always.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you have to include Karn because he's stood the test of time.
Right. It's the only old school, new school thing that everyone has always known. And the card's good. The card's really good.
Yeah. Brand would be pretty sweet.
Brand, totally. The storyline moment when he's
finalized, when Urza finalizes Karn.
Yeah, they basically start Karn. Yeah, totally. I think that'd be great, but it's, again, it's not a good thing. It is great art. Donato Giancola, our boy, very, very good. Yeah. Same with, like, the card Deathstroke. Super significant, really cool art, but it's not a good card.
Right. It's like Diabolic Edict is another one where, you know, it's a great moment. People love it. I'm such a huge fan of that storyline moment of just like, think of your failure on your fall. And it's like so much feels that are just wrapped up in this one card, but it's just not that great. It's not splashy.
It's been reprinted. It's not really From the Vault. Now, granted, From the Vaults always have a Zurin Orb in it, but even then, you can find a $1, $2 Zurin Orb. Unmask would be a great example. When, you know, Shapeshifter, it comes into it, this would be a great one to add flavor text to. And Unmask actually is played. I mean, it's not played a ton, but it's at least not played 0%. And it's a couple bucks. The foil is worth a bajillion dollars. Yeah. Because it's only in Mercadian masks. But I don't know how much they're willing to really dig into hard-to-reprint foils. I get it, people don't always like these foils, but, you know, if you're just sitting at the card, you're like, you know, this may be our only chance to reprint this anytime soon, because it's so weird.
Right. Or like Tower of the Magistrate, right? Like you need something that really says Mercadian masks. Mercadia was such a cool place, and they were there for such a short amount of time. It's one of the major reasons why I like Fiora and Paliano so much, so the High City, is because it kind of draws on a lot of those similar flavor undertones.
Totally. It feels like an homage to them.
Right, it really does. It's kind of like, okay, let's take this cool idea that we had that people really like and just blow it up. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we can look at, like, Rashad and Port. That's this fun, playful image. And all of those Mercadian images look like that.
Right.
Which is great. As long as we're on lands and talking about them, Strip Mine could be an interesting conclusion. It seems a little too spiky, probably what they're looking for, I would assume.
Yeah, and but it was in a From the Vault, wasn't it?
It was in Exiled, yup. But foils are really hard to find. You got to think, that's the only time it was printed in foil. And those are like $25. It's the only foil thing edition, played in Commander a lot.
I want the flavor though, Mike. I don't want the foil. I want that good flavor. I want that really good, like, Urza Planar Collapse, like, destroying Sarah's Realm and turning it into a rock to power his boat flavor. That's what I want.
Okay, I get it. And I love that art. Mark Zug is it's a beautiful piece. Again, the spike in me says, the card's terrible. Please don't print that in foil. Please don't do that. But then again, there's a card like Terminate, the original OG Plane Shift one, straight up.
Oh, yeah, dude. Dergosh just doing a hit, like a head dive into the volcano.
That's a cool promo. It'd be great in having it
as
a foil.
That would be sweet to have new art for.
I think that'd be a fantastic. Like, Terminate has 1,000 different options. Who knows what we could do with that? Maybe it could be a Venser thing. Not sure. I do think they might have a new art relating to Venser. Or relating to... Well, obviously the Elspeth, but the Dead Planeswalker idea is a great place to examine it here.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be really interesting. That was something that... So when we did a call out to Twitter and asked, you know, what kind of moments you guys would want to see... our buddy Bruce Richard said he wanted to see the moment where Venser gave up his spark to Karn, which would be amazing. Absolutely amazing. I just have no idea what card would that be?
He can donate?
Donate.
It would totally be donate.
That would be hilarious. You would have to get a Foglio to illustrate that.
Yeah, it would be shenanigans. So, donate could work, I guess.
My god, that's hilarious.
Other easy ones I just want to knock out real quick. Everyone keeps mentioning Obliterate when Baron blew up everything, you know, after finding, you know, his daughter was indeed dead. Sure, it could be in there, but I'm not excited about it if it is.
What about Liliana?
Ugh, it won't be in there. That's got to be in Eternal Masters. There's no chance it'd be in. No, I think there's no chance it can be reprinted in there.
Yeah, because we just need the volume, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be too expensive. The card's worth too much. Otherwise,
Yeah.
from the vaults, people would get stabbed to get them. But it can't be too cheap either. Like Dark Triumph, when Korvax kills Volrent, like you can't rent that in there either, because people are like, "What is this? Does anyone want this card?" I don't. Same with
Yeah, well,
Recover.
yeah, Recover is another great example. So like Recover and Dark Triumph, this is kind of part of the Weatherlight syndrome where we were getting these hyper distinct, like detailed moments of the storyline where if you were not reading every single book, you would look at
You had no
Dark
idea.
Triumph and just see like this like weird vampire dude holding a guy by his head tentacle and a bunch of bro fists, and you're like, what is happening in
I
this
don't know
art? I
what's.
don't understand. I don't understand this art at all. But
That was every card then. Every card was a
right. And
pivot.
Recover's another one too, where you have this wizard and he's just making the ground turn into silly putty, and there's a mummy coming out of it with gold hair. And you're like, what does that mean? Like, I have no idea.
Read the flavor text and find out.
Right.
But
But still, I mean, it's just at first glance, some of them, you just have no idea unless.
some of them had the visual narrative though, and that's where I'd like to see some of those things, like Stroke of Genius. I don't think Stroke of Genius will be in there, but name, perfect. Flavor text, perfect. Urza experiments, couldn't figure it out. Oh, what if I made a golem
No,
made out of silver?
dude.
What's in the artwork behind him on the wall? It's Karn, and you're like, storyline, boom, 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 boom,
Stroke of
boom.
Genius, where Jace figures out the ley line puzzle. Oh,
That could be an amazing
that
one.
would be sick.
But there's been 100 of those things where they finally like, oh.
Stroke of Genius, yeah. Stroke of Genius is an easy one where you can put that in a lot of different blocks, or
Yeah.
it's just the moment where they figure out whatever they're trying to figure out.
See what they need to do.
Yeah.
And I like those clear moments that you remember in time, like Final Judgment. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, everything's gonna die here.
Right.
Sweet. That's a cool card, cool reprint, but that has actually commander playability. Otherwise, a lot of these things don't get played in a
Yeah,
lot of
that is
formats.
trick. What about something like Pharaoh's Ban? Like, that has such huge storyline impact,
Sure.
but
But the card does
it
nothing.
doesn't really do much. You could play it in Commander, I guess.
It costs six to do creature, it costs two. Who, it doesn't
It's
matter.
got cool Donato art.
It does have great Donato art. No one argues that. The original, you look at the original art and you're like, ooh, biscuits. Ugh. But you could say that same sort of interesting narrative is in Steady Progress, where they first see the Phyrexian oil in Scars of Mirrodin.
Yeah.
Again, card does nothing. Even Demonic Tutor is now a past tense event, just like Steady
Steady
Progress. Demonic
progress, though.
Tutor.
I was thinking about this today. I was actually thinking about it in the shower. Steady progress, and there's another card from that block. I think Instill Infection, where it's
Yeah,
kind of
with it,
showing the beginnings of the Phyrexian infection, more or less. That's the idea, right? It's the Phyrexians are just settling in. And I think that one of those two cards reprinted with a picture of Karn just like exploring some weird plane would be hilarious.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, all those fairies are gonna
But
die.
like in the art, you would have to nail it where the art, it would be such an in joke. It would almost like an in flavor joke where the art would
Yeah,
have to be just Karn enjoying some new plane. Exploring, looking around, having a good time, having no idea that he's accidentally infecting
and killing everything.
places with Phyrexian oil, right?
I wanted to be that sort of nod wink to the full hardcore Vorthosis, because this is who it's for.
Right.
But again, I don't think it can go that deep. I think it has to be crap like Legacy Weapon that people are like, oh yeah, I knew that
Yeah.
was a storyline thing and it blew things up.
Which one would you want, though? Which art? The.
Oh, the Therese one, not close.
Really?
Oh yeah, not close.
Oh man,
Not
I like
close.
that OG one with the Weatherlight
Oh,
and the rainbow beam.
get that weak shit out of here. I want to see Therese with all the crap around it and the storyline. Spike Vorthos is like, okay, they needed the bones of Rabos and they needed the head and the Might Stone and the Weak Stone are his eyes and this other stuff. Like, that's my shit. Easter eggs upon Easter eggs. I know the person who has this, kick myself for not buying it, but she loves the crap out of it, so good for her.
All right, so what are some that you absolutely know are not going to be in here because it would be too ridiculous, but it would make you happy if they were?
Hell Vault.
You would like to see the Hell Vault?
Flavor Text.
Ooh. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Like, what would it be? What if it was...
I think it should just be, like, Liliana saying to Thalia, like, make your decision, or Thalia saying her answer, I choose to save my people.
Have that, remember, they have that artwork.
Oh, man, that'd be so
Could
cool.
Could be that. Same with Solidarity of Heroes.
Yeah.
I don't... Or even that card, I don't care. It's an instant. It's insignificant. Same with Learn from the Past. Yeah, it was cool, and it's when Narset figured stuff out, but it's not going to be reprinted, even if it is a storyline significant moment.
Yeah, that's true.
I see some of the ones that used to be really important that people will forget about right away. Like the card Festival of the Guild Pact. No one really remembers that this was the reason that Ravnica storyline existed. It all surrounded around this festival.
Right.
Everything did. Everything
did. This little unassuming white uncommon.
Oh, yeah.
Started everything.
That no one's going to remember, in a bunch of years. And I hope it doesn't happen that they fix that with storyline significant moments now. Again, I'm going back to Demonic Tutor. Card's expensive. Card's played in Commander. The artwork with Liliana, Scott Shaw's work with Liliana, right, and right. It's significant. People know what this thing is, and they don't need a reminder. I think it's going to be more artworks like that.
Yeah,
that you don't need to explain what the hell's going on, other than like Victimize, which you're like, what the hell's going on again? Urza's Guilt. Oh yeah, that's not actually Mishra. He was already dead. Or Soul Spike, and you're like, oh yeah, she died.
Right.
I don't care. Like, it's just things are kind of throwaway in there.
Right. Things that I think would be cool would be, so there was a Planeswalker's cycle in Plane Shift. Planeswalker's
sure.
Fury, Favor, Mirth, Mischief, and Scorn. I think they would be really cool. Now, maybe not for From the Vault lore, but this would be a sweet thing to do in a Commander product or something like that, where you reprint these cards, but with the newer updated Planeswalkers. So, for example, Planeswalker's Mischief, put Dak on there, or Planeswalker's Scorn with Sorin, something to that effect. I think those would be some pretty cool reprints.
Obviously, Fury with Jaya Ballard. I think that would be cool.
Fury with Jaya would be sick.
I think that would be a really fun idea. And I want to see a Jaya. The other thing I was really looking for is a Jaya Ballard quote of a card that would be reprinted. Again, From the Vault lore.
Yeah,
flavorful things. And I'm still not cool with them using lore because all of a sudden, magically, in the last few months, it's like, oh, that's what we're going to call it. And I'm like, who the fuck uses that? It's like the people that use the hashtag MTG Vorthos, which no one uses. So I'm like, okay, I guess that's what we're doing now. Fine, whatever. But there are a couple of those cards that I could see slip in slowly just as a nod, wink to something from the past that is kind of storyline significant, but they just need to get a reprint in. Ensnaring Bridge would be a great example. Card is not really storyline significant. I mean, it is. It's an event that happened, but they just need that card to get reprinted.
Yeah.
Super bad.
Yeah, that's tough. Like, it's hard to think about what needs reprinted, what has potential to be reprinted, what makes sense to be reprinted. Like, there's just so many different things that kind of play in this. Like, I would love to see Enrage reprinted with Rada on it, but that's not happening.
That'd be nice.
It would be amazing. It would be absolutely amazing, but it's probably not happening.
Hating on everything.
Yeah, I would love to see Salt Flats reprinted with Chainer's home. He came from a small town on the Salt Flats outside of Oteria. Or no, was it Oteria? Oteria was the continent. It was outside of whatever the main Cabal city was. That would be an awesome land to have a nod to some type of flavor, but that's probably not going to happen. The card Pit Fight with Kamal and Seton on it working as a team would be absurd. But yeah, that's probably not going
to
happen.
But that's... Well, but it could. I mean, they still need to have a couple filler cards in there. You threw buck cards. That's a way that they can sneak them in there. We still haven't mentioned Phyrexian Arena.
Oh, I totally forgot about Phyrexian Arena. That's pretty big, too, right? Gerard cut Urza's head off.
Yep. I think that could be a pretty easy reprint. Cards yeah. played all the time.
It is. It's played. It's commander friendly. The art makes sense.
It's a good foil for cubes. It's a
good foil. The flavor text is good on that. What the hell is the flavor text on that card? Shoot. I used to have these memorized.
An audience of one with the malice
yeah.
of thousands.
Yeah, dude, that card you could straight up just reprint. New frame, done.
Just streak cash on me. I mean, the two people working on this set, again, Sam Stoddard, developer, super good dude, friendliest guy ever, Jeremy Jarvis, the art director. He's a senior art director now, but... He came right after he came during Time Spiral Block, but he's been aware of all of these older things, but he's not someone to be like intricacies of storyline. That's not really who he is. He likes yeah. pivotal moments that are visual.
Right.
And he's talked about that in the past, and we can find, you know, past things to do it. So you gotta think developer, i.e. Melvin, rules text, playability, think of longer formats. Cards like Gaddock Teague that super cool, super significant during Lorwyn, great card, cool art, would be a great inclusion. I don't want to think they have too many gold cards in this set. Things like Mirari's Wake, while very neat, I think it would push that too many gold in one direction or other.
Yeah. So yeah, there's got to be a color balance. That's the other thing, too. Like, there's so many different things that go into this, right? Like, you can't just print 15 black cards. You need to have like a couple red cards. You need a couple blue cards. There needs to be hitting everybody across.
It's hardest to find red cards. I will admit it's like any cube.
Red cards are
it's
tough.
Hard to find them that are really good and good. Sweet. Oh well, Urbresk the Hidden, obviously, that changed red's color pie from angry and passionate to merciful. This odd idea that evil red could be, well, if they're not bugging me, they're not affecting my creative work, I don't...
So then really maybe they'll just straight up reprint Jaya.
Could very well just straight up reprint her.
Right? I mean, that's a very easy red card that is very lore significant and everyone would like it.
Agreed. Is she more significant in her flavor text, though?
I would argue yes.
Totally. Another thing, Commander, I've been mentioning a couple times, there will need to be a couple of these Commander reprints in there because people need them for decks, as well as people play them as well. Cards like Sunder, which is like the moment when all the time rifts opened because Urza had to get Karn to go farther back in time than just 2 days. Great blue card, great for Commander. Card like Cabal Coffers.
Oh, Stephen Raffel mentioned that on Twitter. Yeah.
Card is awesome and totally commander playable.
Who said that
Super
on Twitter?
Good. What's that?
Who said that on Twitter?
Stephen Raffel.
Okay. Sorry, I cut you off. I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, that's okay. But I mean, those sort of cards are really, really good in Commander. Capsize would be a great one for Cube.
Capsize. Oh, my God.
Capsize is great.
Yeah, it's great, but like, whoop-de-doo. Like, can you see Jarvis? I mean, Jarvis got upset because the original Mother of Runes was having tea time. And you're going to have a From the Vault set with a boat tipping over? I don't think so.
He's only got three new artworks.
I don't think so.
He's got three new artworks. I think, like, Riz the Redeemed would be a great reprint. Art is really good. Steve Prescott killed it in that image. I think that's a Jarvis-friendly artwork that he could just totally sign off on and be like, yep, that's
Jarvis-friendly.
Cool. That should be a hashtag. It could be a hashtag.
What about Urborg?
It was just reprinted.
Yeah, but it's really good, and it's commander friendly.
It is. Well, it is played in the new Phyrexian deck. That's for damn sure.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely played.
It was just an M15 though, which is like 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was. I know.
It's still a John Avon. The art is very good. I think it could be in there. I think we're definitely going to get a land in there, and in between Cabal Coffers, Urborg,
and Dark Depths,
or Maze's End.
No, stop it! Oh my God, help us now!
I think it could be one of those. I think there's probably going to be an artifact. I mean, Uzumaki Jite could be cool. Legacy weapon.
What about that which was taken?
I know. I was just going to mention that because I'm like, we haven't talked about Kamigawa much.
I totally forgot about Kamigawa.
Like, well,
I feel like so that happens a lot.
Everyone does. Because I'm thinking so much into original Urza storyline.
Yeah.
Like, again, you mentioned Planar Collapse or No Mercy. These really old school events. The problem is that's not what Wizards wants to push anymore.
Right.
They want to push the current Planeswalkers, the current crop. So cards like Ill-Gotten Gains, which was a huge deal, or No Mercy, huge deal, mean nothing these days.
Right.
Because it's all pre-revisionist stuff.
Yeah, that's where it's tricky. Like, you got to wonder how much are they going to focus on the older stuff and how much are they going to focus on the new? Because, like, Stroke of Genius with Jace figuring out how to, you know, pull the Eldrazi into Zendikar, that makes sense. And I can see them totally doing that. One thing that we didn't even touch on was that a lot of the Magic Fiction storylines now have pivotal moment arts that aren't featured on any cards. And so those are more potential pieces of art that can be put on other older cards.
But it's only three of them they get to use.
No, that's not true, though. That's not true because it said three new arts, as in three new arts were commissioned for From the Vault lore, right? But those arts already exist. So they wouldn't have to count towards those three. That's why Hero's Downfall makes so much sense, too, because that art already exists. It didn't have to be commissioned for this product. They have it already.
All right, I can get behind that. A little weird, but I can see it. Do you think that they would have a Planeswalker in there?
I mean, the only one that I could really think that makes the most sense would be either Liliana the Veil, which we've already said that needs to be an Eternal Masters, or, I mean, what's another Planeswalker that has a story-significant card, like a lore-significant card, would be Jace of the Guild Pact, which I don't see being in there.
But there's so many other ones that you could choose.
I mean, arguably every Planeswalker is story-significant to a degree, right? But, I mean, for this print run from the Vault lore, I'm thinking like Jace of the Guild Pact, Liliana of the Veil. Those are cards where it is a specific moment in the storyline. Like Elspeth's normal card or Elspeth's card from Theros, that encapsulates her across an entire block, right?
Sure.
But Jace, the Guild Pact, is like the culmination of Ravnica. Karn Liberated is the culmination of Scars of Mirrodin block. It's like, yeah, the Phyrexians took over, but we got Karn back.
And Karn probably blew up a lot of crap.
Right. And took off his oily shoes.
Took off his oily kicks. It's probably going to be Karn. It would make the most sense.
I think Karn makes the most sense.
Also, it doesn't affect the color selections.
Correct. Everybody will be happy with Karn.
Everybody. Yeah, that will sell the set.
Correct.
Other than that, do you got any others that are on your short list that really catch your eye? I mean, there's a bunch of the legendary lands from Time Spiral Block.
I mean, the one that I would really geek out the most over would be if they did Damnation with the moment where the Brothers War ended.
That could be
cool.
That
would just, I mean, I don't know how you don't sell them every copy of the product at that point.
I mean, I want to have an artwork of something Urza or something Mishra for reprint's sake.
Right.
I think that alone would be bringing the promo game, promo world, promo type of artworks into a From the Vault. And if you only got three spots, that's a pretty good indicator of what one of them could be.
Right, exactly. Plus, like, how often do we get to see these old school characters done in Magic's current visual aesthetic? Like,
we got Felden.
Exactly, and that art is absurd. It's absurdly good. Imagine an Urza or a Mishra today. would be amazing. Like when we got Hannah, when we got our reprint of Hannah, it just blew everyone away. It blew everyone away.
Yeah. Well, and Hannah was depicted 1,000 times too. So you couldn't really see like how, what angle are they going to go? And of course, Therese just crushed it.
Right.
Other thing to mention, weather-like characters, whether they'd want to make one or two of them.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they have to do at least one. I feel, and here's the thing, though. Karn is one, right? So that's another reason why Karn being printed makes sense.
It's coming into that thing. Could there be a Jared? Sure. Is there going to be when Karn is there? No. Ain't going to happen.
Right. I feel like you can't. Karn is the one character who just, he is magic storyline. He's been involved in pretty much, you know, over 50%. Like he covers both old and new, all in one card, and it's a splashy card, and it's something people really want reprinted. I don't see how Karn is not in this set at this point.
I'm gonna have to agree with that. I don't see. And I'm looking through legends from back in the day, from Tempest through Invasion Block, and I don't see anything that could jump up to that level.
Can you imagine if they printed Karn's legendary creature instead of his planeswalker?
Oh, that'd be so trolly. Oh my god, that'd be terrible. Oh, that'd be so trolly. People would be so mad. That would
be hilarious.
You would be so mad. But also by putting on Karn, that also would eliminate any other depictions of Karn.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, how many story significant depictions of Karn would you want to see reprinted other than Karn?
Yeah, that's true. But that's just it. It's either Karn is in, or it could be all the other images with Karn in it, like Propaganda, which is used in decks, has some value associated with it, whatever. But it's also been reprinted in Commander already because they realized that they needed it.
Right.
I do think the Legendary Land thing is going to be one of them. They could reprint Academy of Ruins if they have too much value and they can't fit Urborg, Tomb of Yawgmoth in. But people are going to want Yawgmoth. People are going to want Urza. They're going to want Mishra. So I think that Urborg could be a pretty easy lock to get in, even though I don't think it should be, because it was just in From the Vault Realms.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm ruling out any card that's already been in a From the Vault. I'm just assuming it's not going to be in another From the Vault.
Okay.
That, like, why would you do that?
Because you can, I guess. I mean, there's only so many choices. Again, that pushes more toward the idea of Kebal Coffers, which I think is great.
Maybe the Grand Coliseum would be in there as a land.
That could be.
I mean, whole block kind of revolved around, even though it was a graveyard block. It's the pit fighting block, so.
Well, they had a ton of those also just weird commander lands that they could reprint, like Dust Bowl.
Yeah, true.
You know, that have this really splashy effect. That's like,
but
oh,
that
Sakala
was a Dust Bowl was a expedition.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. So they wouldn't do that as well. Right. I don't have any other ones other than that list that, you know, we've kind of just meandered through everything to go through. I mean, I still have a couple other choices.
It was in organized fashion.
Yeah. Wheel of Sun and Moon would be a great one. Super cool. Art is beautiful. And, you know, it talks about the Shadowmoor moving into Eventide. I get it.
But we also, didn't we just get that too in Origins? We got the
Great Aurora.
Yeah, right.
But not Wheel of Sun and Moon. Different.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we covered that storyline moment, is what I was saying.
Okay, fine, sure. But it could be there. Same with Vedalken Orrery. It could be there.
Yeah, it could be.
I just don't think they're going to waste a spot on that.
Right.
Because so many of it is recent. And a couple of those blocks all kind of swim together. I mean, if you look from, like, Tempest and go forward from there, you know, Urza's block, all kind of the same people. Mercadian Mass block, all kind of the same people. Invasion block, all kind of the same people.
Those are tough. That one, more or less, I mean, that whole block is just Coalition Victory. That's the card that sums up that block. Right?
Entirely.
I mean, those are the kind of cards that, in my mind, I'm thinking are going to be in this set, right? It's not going to be so much, oh, this is the moment where a particular character was found, or this is the moment where whatever happened. It's going to be, okay, everything in this block led up to this moment, like Crux of Fate. everything led up to that moment where Sarkin made his decision, right? Everything leads up to Coalition victory. Like, that is a solid storyline moment.
So you're thinking it has to totally be a pivotal moment.
Right. I mean, what?
But that eliminates most good cards.
It does. I agree. But
you can have both ways. Urabrask, the hidden best example.
Right.
Flavortext says, let them be.
Right. Exactly. So that technically is a very specific pivotal moment. It's just captured on
Flavortext.
Right. Exactly.
I can take that. The only other thing, last one I have that I thought about could... Two that I could think of. Disrupt, which is a sideboard card in Vintage. Art is significant. Significant moment. But not really needed. It's low priority. Same with Dueling Grounds. Cool, fun effect, playable card in Commander. The art's a product of its time, though. Again, it's like 1,000 of those. It's 1,000 of those invasion cards that all kind of seem the same.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
gone through all of them. Where you're calling it, you're calling Karn.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Karn is definitely. I just think Karn's in there. I don't know how you don't have Karn in there.
I'm going to call Cabal Coffers and Urabrask. I'm going to say both of them are in there.
Okay. Should I do two then?
Well, you can do as many as you want, but
I'll do two. If you're going to do two, I'll do two.
I'm calling both of those in.
I am going to say Phyrexian Arena.
Ooh. Is my other one. Yeah, that's an easy one. Phyrexian Arena would be good.
Yeah.
Because that also gives us what?
Because like with those two cards, let's think about it, right? With those two cards, with Karn, Phyrexian Arena, you cover old school Weatherlight stuff with Karn, right? You also get Gerard in the art if you keep the original art. You also get Urza in the art if you keep the original art, right?
Yep.
You get Karn new world connotation because he's a planeswalker, and it also talks to Venser, giving him his spark, right? Covers all of those storylines. And because it's Phyrexian Arena, you get the Phyrexians in there.
Good point. So you don't have to waste another pick with
either any of those above things.
But, I mean, Phyrexians are going to be one of the big bads.
Yeah.
They're Eldrazi, we've also mentioned, near zero here at all.
That's because it just happened. So.
Sure. There also is the card.
Maybe they'll finally print Emrakul in from the
vault. Oh my god, just troll the shit out of me. Killing me. There also has to be the card from the next set. So whatever the next set
Emrakul's
is.
Emrakul's not in any sets, guys. Emrakul's in From the Vault.
Oh my god. That'd be so... Just daggers. Hurt me 1,000 deaths.
I would enjoy it. Hey, maybe... The only other Planeswalker, honestly, now that I think about it, the only other Planeswalker who is on the same level of Karn as far as over-encompassing story connotation would be Nicol Bolas, Planeswalker.
Yeah.
He makes sense.
I'm not as excited, though.
But I'm not as excited either, but arguably he makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, still not excited. It's been reprinted 3 times. Not excited. It's fine. So we'll see as this comes out. We're going to be pushing hard for a couple previews for this. Ideally, some of the ones with the new art, because that's our jam. Again, you can always find us at Gathering Magic. We generally write on Wednesdays. Sometimes they switch it around. You can find us both on Twitter. We do use the hashtag Vorthos tag constantly. I'm at Vorthos Mike. Ant is the
Ant Tessitore.
Anthony Jerome Tessitore III.
AJT.
Appreciate you sneaking by real quick here. We have a couple GPs we're going to be at. We're working on a live snack time, which we're going to be talking with an artist. Stay tuned for that. We're going to be rolling that out soon. But otherwise, thanks for watching today.